childhood accounts are rare in historical record, but a collection of letters from a young Malcolm Fraser are being made available to the public by the University of Melbourne. Here's an extract from one of them, voiced up by Taylor Fletcher.
Dear Mum and Dad, will you send me some sweets and only have the address and the stamp on the box, or whatever you send them in? Because if you have my sweet shop, for instance, Mrs. Purse will put them in the tuck shop, and I don't want them in the tuck shop. I can't think of any news now. I just want the sweets. It's awful without sweets.
I agree, life is rather awful without sweets. But what can the letters tell us about the boy who would go on to become Prime Minister? Well, he's obviously a sweet tooth. Katie Wood is a senior archivist at the University of Melbourne. She's been doing a deep dive into the collection. She joins me now. Welcome.
Hi.
So we heard an extract from one of the letters that young Malcolm sent to his parents. What do we know about the context in which the letter was sent?
Well, Malcolm grew up on a station in the Riverina, and so obviously I think schooling opportunities around the area were probably slim. So he was sent to boarding school at the age of 10, and this letter is from, I think, about 3 months after he was first sent to boarding school. And obviously one of the things that he missed most about being at home was the ability to get sweets when he needed them.
Understandable. Sweets become a bit of a theme in his letters home. What does that tell us about how he was finding life at boarding school away from his family?
I think we have the letters from the age of 10 through to 13 before he went off to school in Melbourne. And I think what it showed was that he was very much a sort of 1940s private school, boarding school boy. He loved his cricket, he loved his tennis, and the movies that they showed every week. And that was what most of the letters are sort of made up about, but there are a couple of other glimpses, I think, that are quite interesting to look at as well.
Are we able to get a glimpse of world events through the letters? His letters home were written during World War II, weren't they?
They were, and I think it's sort of interesting to note, because he was, you know, quite a young child at the time, the way that the war sort of touches on him is more, you know, when the army trucks came to visit the school, or the fact that the school ran out of sugar tokens and they needed to get the parents to send in the sugar tokens. But another big impact on his world was a major drought that happened during World War II years in New South Wales, and his letters home often referenced that or asked about how much rain there was, whether there was any rain, and so on. And that sort of ended in quite a heartbreaking fashion when the family had to sell the farm while he was still at boarding school, and he asks them to for one more, you know, visit home before they sell up.
Mm. It's not only letters in the collection. What other records are there, and how are you making them accessible to people?
Well, the childhood records, we also have home movies. We have the access copies. The originals are held at the National Film and Sound Archive. And we have school reports as well, which are fascinating. And they're available to the public
online. Was he good at school, or was he a bit naughty?
He was pretty good. He ended up being sort of a prefect that they had at the time. I think he sort of very much was the sort of epitome of that kind of boyhood. There are a couple of interesting things to note. You know, they talk, his headmasters actually describe him as aloof several times, and that is a description that Fraser was given throughout his public life as well. And, you know, Michelle Grattan, when she wrote her obituary of Malcolm Fraser, described his public persona as aloof as well. Now, they noted back then that it was possibly a little bit to do with shyness, which again was a theme that occurred in later life as well. But we have, the childhood records are one set of a much larger collection. We have over 200 metres of records from his personal collection.
Now, you've mentioned these home videos in the collection. What sort of insight do they give us into young Malcolm Fraser's home life and upbringing?
It strikes me, we've got quite a few hours of them, and watching all of them, it's incredible to be immersed in someone else's childhood. It strikes me as quite an idyllic life that he led. You know, on the farm, he would go riding bikes and riding horses, canoeing on the river, shooting and so on. There are also home movies of his holidays as well, down often in Portsea and Frankston, and they date from 1931, which must have been one of the they would have been shot on one of the earliest available home movie recorders that was available in Australia at the time. So very early home movies. Just lovely.
Amazing. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, Katie.
No, thank you.
And Katie Wood is a senior archivist at the University of Melbourne. And if you'd like to dig a little deeper, the collection is being digitised and will be available online through the University of Melbourne's archives. This is Drive.